Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still talking Riley County Schools. We got Blue Valley Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County School District Superintendent Cliff Williams in the studio. And Brady, you wanted to mention some updates on some bond issues.
Well, I do, and people that listen regularly probably are getting tired of me mentioning this, so this will kind of be it for a while, but I'm pretty pumped about it. This doesn't happen every day in Randolph and Blue Valley. The last bond we had was 20 years ago, so it's not a daily event for us. We opened bids last Thursday. We had four contractors that bid on our project, and then the board just this past Monday met in a special session to approve a contractor, and that's AHRS out of Bern, who does a lot of work in the area. And they are actually starting construction May 21st. We're out of school the 18th of May. And the completion date for everything is sooner than I thought it would be. It's going to be January 18th as the completion date. So we're excited about that, and hopefully they will be on time. So it's kind of a big deal for us. We've got a lot going on with new construction, remodeling construction, and just some other type of things that are going in the bond other than construction or remodeling.
And what will this construction, just for anybody unfamiliar, what will this construction focus on?
Well, the focal point is a new ag education center for us. That's about $1.8 million. And then we're remodeling the current ag facility into a district and community weight room and fitness center. We're putting a new roof on the high school. We're remodeling our facts and science rooms at the high school. We're putting new doors and windows into all our buildings. We've ordered three new buses. We're doing some concrete, new sidewalks, curbing out in front of the middle school, high school, and just some smaller type of things like that. Oh, the other bigger item I failed to mention, two other bigger items. One, we're putting in building a new preschool, and which is in a modular building now. We're doing that with a stick building. And then we're also tearing down our current press box concession stand on the football field, building a new facility there that will have bathrooms, which currently we don't have bathrooms on the football field. They have to go into the high school building, so that'll be a nice addition.
And first bond in 20 years, that's pretty...
It is.
It's pretty amazing.
And we tried to piggyback that. The other bond expired in September, and so we tried to do this to where the new bond would just piggyback on that, so we really wouldn't have to... Our mill levy is going to go up a little over 3 mils, but compared to doing a new complete bond, it probably would have gone up 10 to 12 mils. So we tried to piggyback it on the bond that was expiring to keep the mill levy or increase in property taxes at a minimum.
And what was the cost on this, bond extension?
It's $4.1 million.
All right. Kind of moving on to some sort of housekeeping items. Cliff, you had some other things you wanted to mention.
Yeah, first of all, just say congratulations to Blue Valley. That's exciting news.
Well, thank you.
We had a nice little facelift there, and
it is.
Get things spruced up. That is very exciting. I'm happy for you guys. I just wanted to thank all the patrons and parents that participated in our board survey. This is the second year we've had a survey. We surveyed our patrons on communication, technology, character ed, facilities, course offerings, and school safety. Again, trying to get that feedback from our patrons there about where we want to head in Riley County Schools, and participation increased greatly. And so the board uses that information to drive a lot of decisions, particularly one group that has been meeting several times on that information is our facilities committee. And we, too, have many things that are just wearing out that we need to be addressing, from roofs and boilers and technology, and again, school safety, trying to address those things. So thanks go out to all those patrons that helped us in that area. We are a very busy place. It's springtime in school. We're less than a month away. I think my youngest told me this morning that, Dad, we've got 20 days left. So
wow.
In that, we'd advise everybody to keep going to our website to look at all those things. And, we have high school graduation May 19th already. So less than a month away. I know that crew is getting excited to turn the page there and have a new chapter in their life. So we're going to wish them luck. But it's an exciting time.
Where has this semester gone? Amazing.
A blink, it's gone.
I'll tell you what, April's really flown by. So we have a couple updates, too, or just things going on. And on Clef's survey, Brady, word on the street is that a lot of people wrote in on that survey, good leadership. So I think that's one of the high points, too, so for their district, right, Clef?
Well,
good leadership.
I think that's all
starts
our teachers and staff. And, you know, I think our board's been working really hard to listen, so.
I met the superintendent, so.
I know. I just got to mess with his grandpa next to me, you know. So.
So I have grandkids in their district, so I got to write some of those things in on my survey. Some things at Blue Valley, I mean, Cliff's talking about the 19th. Our graduation's the 12th of May, so we're even shorter. Actually, our seniors' last day is a week from this Friday, and then they go on their annual senior trip, and then we're out of school on the 18th. So our graduation is Saturday, May 12th at 1 p.m. Our eighth grade promotion is Tuesday, May 15th at 1:30. And our last day of school is May 18th at 1 p.m.
And the senior trip, where's that this year?
It's same place they've gone forever, and that's Lake of the Ozarks. They go to a resort down there and for about 4 days. And, you know, I have a lot of our parents of these kids went on that trip, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Fun place for sure. All right, anything else, gentlemen, before we go and get Gary Stiff here?
That's all I've got today, so I appreciate the time.
I don't have anything. Just want to say for K-Man, you guys here, keep up the good work, and we appreciate you having us on.
We'll appreciate you coming on and speaking with us. So
I have an addendum.
Oh, okay.
This is we had a caller that didn't want to get on the air, but wanted to point out a couple of things. We were talking about the legalization of marijuana earlier.
Sure.
A couple of points of clarification. It was said that there are 29 states where it's legal, and that's for medicinal purposes.
Right. It's actually
just
up to 30
medicinal.
On that. Yeah.
Is it up to 30 now?
Up to 30.
Okay. But there are 9 states, including and also Washington, D.C., where marijuana is legal for recreational use. So 9 states. Colorado is one of those.
Right.
Many on the East Coast, many on the West Coast.
And going back to that first caller, the main point was just that they're taxing it. So the state's getting revenue off of it was kind of his point and kind of the point overall there. So
now if they could only bring rain.
Bring rain.
If marijuana sales brings more rain, then, you know, that might get a little bit more support.
That might help, especially in western Kansas. That'd help a little bit.
I don't care where in Kansas you are. We need it.
All right. Thanks again to Blue Valley Superintendent Brady Burton and Riley County District Superintendent Cliff Williams. When we come back, we'll have Flint Hills Regional Council Director Gary Stith in the studio. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Brian Winter wanted to heal his Achilles tendon, and he believed stem cell therapy was right for him.
I had Achilles tendonitis, and it would become swollen and caused a lot of discomfort. I wasn't